Oh, I thought that was terrible. I'm ready for Coachella.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 9 of Bellboys Podcast. I'm AJ.
I'm Aaron.
And this is our 9th episode. I said episode 9 already, but anyways. But yeah, welcome back. We don't have any guests today. It's just dudes. Well, last week was dudes.
Yeah. We need to bring on a girl. Yeah. They've been asking for a girl.
Yeah, we'll get a girl sometime. We don't know any girls. We don't talk to girls.
No. What are females, dude?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I was thinking about money because we were talking about, like, getting a car and all that stuff. And I was like, when I was like, yeah, like, money sucks when you don't have money. But then, like, when you have enough money, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it just sucks being in a position where you have no money because you can't do things that you want to do, you know? And, like, you'll see, like, I see you doing things, like, you can get whatever the fuck you want or whatever. And, like, I just, like, can't, you know? And that made me, like, sad in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. But I've also been in that situation before. I feel like, for me, it's just because I realized it sooner.
So realize what?
Like, I don't have money.
Yeah, so I need
to make money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, like, everyone's on a different timeline. But I just happen to, like, I think because I got exposed to it sooner, it made me want it more faster.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think, I don't know. When did I start, like, feeling like this? I don't know. It was probably, like, through childhood. It's just, like, did you ever grow up, like, realizing your, like, parents had to struggle or no?
I never had that.
See, I did.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, I think starting in middle school is when I started talking to my parents about money. And then that's when I realized, like, oh, like, I'm not rich, you know? Yeah. And I think from then on is when I realized the importance of money and, like, what it can, like, do to you. So I think that's why, like, it made me, like, value money more, I guess, which is why, like, it made me work harder to get money, more money faster.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the thing.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, I grew up in the, I mean, we both grew up in a suburb, but, like, I never felt like, oh, like, I'm struggling for money. I want to say, like, yeah, like, compared to, like, most of the world, I was probably spoiled, you know, in a sense, you know what I mean? Like my parents were not poor, live in the house, you know, we got food.
AJ has a very nice house, just FYI.
Yeah, the house is nice. But, you know, like, I never had to worry about money. Like, if I wanted something, like, I would pretty much get it unless it was unrealistic, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I never had to worry about money. And then when I get into the real world and, you know, like, my mom's not going to fucking pay for my rent. Like, as she should not. Like, you know, like, she's not going to pay for my food. Like, she's not going to pay for my gas. Like, I have to pay for that shit now. And so, like, I don't make that much money. And so, like, when I have to do all this stuff and I can't afford these things that, like, I kind of grew up getting, it, like, puts you in perspective of, like, wow, like, fuck, money sucks if you don't have any, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I was just in a bad mood before we even started.
Like, when did you start to realize that, though?
It didn't even hit me in college. Like, in college, I still was just like, oh, like, I don't know. I'll ask my mom about, like, can I get money to go out or some shit? And she'd give it to me, you know what I mean? Like, or, like, I took out enough loans to, like, have money out. And then I don't have to pay loans in college, you know? So it's not, like, your money technically until you get out.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until moving out and paying my own rent and paying my own bills. And then, like, also seeing, like, you doing well and, like, paying your own shit and buying things that, like, I cannot buy now, you know, like, that's when I was just like, fuck, like, I don't have fucking money, you know? Also, it's not just you, like, seeing other people our age, like, in our high school or even college, like, I see, like, people in my grade, and they're all, like, you know, they're making, like, you know, decent money, and they can buy things they want. They don't have to give a fuck about, like, oh, let's split the bill. Like, they'll just pay for it. Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, I'm still in that mindset of, like, damn, like, I don't have fucking money, you know?
Yeah.
That's where I was, like, damn, like, this shit sucks. But I think that's how it is, like, as a young 20-year-old, not 20, but young 20s, like, you know, you have people that made it or not, well, like, they're doing well earlier on, and there's people still struggling. And, like, I'm in the more struggling aspect of things, I think.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. I feel like for me, it was when I think as soon as I started interning and like I started making money, I started paying my own college rent.
Yeah.
Like for my apartment. I don't want to say most people, but I feel like a lot of people during college, like if your family can't afford it, like they'll pay for your rent in college. I feel like that's a pretty normal thing to happen. I feel like all our friends, like our parents paid for our apartments.
Yeah.
Or like during college. Why do you not think so?
Well, no, I mean, I took out loans to pay for my college.
No, I mean, so did I, but it's not like your money. Like I'm not paying for my own dollar.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, I'm not making that money and then using it to pay for rent. Yeah.
Like I took out loans too, but then as soon as I started interning, I started paying for my apartment with my own card, like my own money. And then I think that's when I realized like, damn, like I need money.
Yeah. But that's the thing, like, you know, you kind of need to struggle to like get the motivation to do well.
That's true. I feel like you have to hit the low first to realize what it's like to not want to be there.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard if you're in like the high all the time and then try to make money just because you don't really understand the importance of it until you're like in the depths of like the low.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's why like, you know, those rich spoiled kids, like they have no fucking drive because they know their parents will fucking provide for them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like the rich kids, you know,
yeah,
like the 0.1%. I've interacted with people like that from Chapman and yeah, they don't fucking give a shit. Like they're just out there. But the ones that are grinding are the ones that like really struggled growing up like in inner city shit, you know, and they're fucking killing it right now because like they had to struggle in the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just life, you know, that's a part of growing up that like nobody tells you about. But I think like, you know, if you don't have any uncomfortability, you're just kind of living life. Like you're just plateauing. You're not growing, you know? Wow. You're not.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that rhymed though. You're just plateauing, not growing.
Yeah. But the other tricky thing about money is like once you start making money to like start to afford, you know, things you want, you realize like what you want isn't really what you want.
Yeah, that's valid.
You know, like when I didn't make enough money, I don't know, for example, like I've always wanted a gaming PC.
Okay, yeah.
Like I've always played, we play a lot of games, you know. I've always played on like a hand-me-down laptop.
Yeah.
Like I've played on Ben's laptop that he gave me, which was poop, but like I just couldn't afford a better gaming console. And then after that, I upgraded to David's old like 10-year-old dinosaur PC, yeah, just because I couldn't afford another game console. And now recently, like, you know, I just bought like a $3,000 game PC. Fucking nice. Like I can't lie, but it's like, cool, I bought it. Now what? like, what do I do? Like, it's cool. Like I can game better. Like quality's nice as fuck, but like, it's like, you know, I think money can solve a lot of problems, but it can't solve like certain like important problems. Like money can never, I don't know, like fix your mental health.
No.
But it can get you like material things you need, but that's very like not long-term happiness.
Yeah.
It's like in the now happiness.
Yeah, exactly. Like money, if you don't have enough, it's awful. And when you have enough, it's whatever, you know, like who cares?
Yeah. I think it depends though. I think that also depends. Like I'm not saying I'm not stupid rich, you know, I'm just, I feel like I just hit a faster point of making money than like my friends.
Yeah.
You know, not saying I'll be like the richest one for like, you know, forever, but like just as of what has happened now, I've hit that point a little faster than like, you know, our group. And I think the shitty thing about that is like, I feel like we talked about this before, but like if we want to go to Cabo tomorrow, I'm like down.
Yeah.
I can book a flight. We can book a hotel. I'm down. Like it's worth it for me to spend that money to hang out with my friends in this cool place. But I know like some of you guys can't. And then that's why it kind of sucks. It's like, damn, like I really want to do this. I'd be down. And I know if you like for example, if you had the money, like you'd be down.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the shitty thing. So I feel like it really depends on like your friends too and what they like doing and what their situation is.
That's true, yeah. If you all like materialistic things, then you all need to be rich. But if y'all just like experiencing things, then like, you know, you gotta find the money to cover that, but not everybody has the money, you know?
Yeah. unless I was like stupid rich and I'd just be like, hey, I booked all of us a flight to Cabo.
Yeah.
But then I'm not that rich.
Yeah.
But I can definitely afford for myself. That's like something I think about a lot, actually. Like for the past like however many years I've been working, I don't know, it's maybe like two now. But it's like, damn, like I really want to go these places and like just fuck around. It's not even that I want to buy stuff, because I've realized now already after like buying the PC and like just clothes and shit, it's like I can buy stuff now and like not feel too bad about like making a dent in my wallet, but it doesn't give me long-term happiness. But I feel like if I were to buy like a plane ticket somewhere and like experience it with like friends, like that would be very, very, very worth to me.
Yeah. Well, that's why they say like you shouldn't be materialistic. You should, I remember in, I don't know, our fucking AP econ teacher, he was like, don't buy shit, but you should buy experiences, you know, like
yeah.
things you can't like take away, you know?
Yeah. It's no, like, but yeah. yeah, what I'm saying is like, I can do that right now. But because I have no one to experience it with, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to say I'm wasting my time, but like I can't utilize my time fully because I have no one to experience it with. It's not like I'm gonna go alone. Like fuck that.
Yeah.
But I know if everyone had the proper circumstances, no one would be like not down to do whatever I suggest.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, dude, that's why fucking money sucks, bro.
Yeah, like, money does suck, dude.
Money's fucking awful, man.
Money is awful. Money just causes problems, dude.
Like, I don't know. We should all just do the barter system. Like, just trade eggs and shit. And fucking, I'll give you one cow for 7 Jordans. Nah, but like, yeah, dude. I don't know. But I mean, that's why, though, if you have good friends, like, and you see them struggling, then they'll pull you out as much as they can so that you don't struggle, you know, or so that they don't struggle, sorry, so that like you can all do things that you want to do.
Yeah, but you can only do so much.
Yeah, yeah, like obviously it's on the person. Yeah,
yeah,
but I don't know. But yeah, dude, fuck money.
Dude, you're still aggro. You're still aggro, bro.
Fuck money. Dude, I just want a Camry, man.
Like, while we're on the topic of money, like, if money did not exist in the world, like, it's just, there's no money. Like, money was never created.
Okay.
What would you do as a living?
Like, as a job?
Yeah. Like, every single day, you can do this. Like, everyone makes the same amount of money. What would you do?
Shit, I would just travel and play golf.
So a golfer, basically.
Yeah, I would be a golfer.
Yeah.
That's lit. I love golfing.
You do love golfing?
I do love golfing. Like, there's something about it where you just walk around and, you know, you enjoy the scenery. And it's very peaceful. You know? I mean, obviously, it's stressful if you're playing tournaments, but that's for money.
Yeah.
If there was no money involved, yeah, fuck it. I'll go every golf course and just play.
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
If you know that's, like, I guess your true passion, wouldn't you want to, like, tie your passion into how you make money? Like, you know, not directly. I'm not saying go drop fucking your job and be a golfer, but like, you know, somehow like tie your passion into how you can make money. Isn't that something where you like that would at least bring you some satisfaction?
Yeah, that probably would, low key.
Yeah, you maybe should, dude.
Maybe you should be a golf teacher.
But I've been telling this guy, like, dude, you better make this a TikTok. I've been telling this guy for like, I don't know, maybe like 6 months now. Like, dude, you should teach golf. Like, you're good at golf. Like, and it's not hard to teach golf, like, to kids, you know? I'm not telling him to teach fucking adults. I'm, like, kids. And he's been like, I don't know, man. I can't coach. It's, like, extra time. But look at you now. What did you just say?
Yeah, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, fuck you.
Shit, I should be a golf teacher. Wow. Huh.
I feel like it's very rare to directly have your passion make you money, but I think there's a lot of indirect ways.
Yeah, like if you really like music, not everyone's going to be like Ed Sheeran, but you can be like a music manager.
Like, yeah, manager, or like, you know, like someone that helps with like the tours or something. I don't know, like anything to be in that industry, you know? And I feel like that'll still give you like the satisfaction of working in the music industry, even though you didn't like make it. To
right
where your dreams, you know, kind of wanted you to be. Damn, you look like you fucking brain blocked.
Yeah, I'm having a fucking like Jimmy Neutron brain blast right now, dude. Like, Huh. Well, if any of you want to learn golf, hit me up. Slide in my DMs. I got you.
Just shameless plug.
Yeah. I'll do it for free. No, I don't know about free, but.
Nah.
Well, what would you do if there was no money? Wasn't it like food taster?
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
I think I'd be a food critic.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is that like my parents have told me to be a food critic since like high school.
Yeah, but you gotta like writing.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like I never liked writing. So they were like, yeah, maybe this isn't for you.
You should be a food restaurant owner.
Honestly, I would love like that would if I were a food restaurant owner, I would love that.
Yeah.
I think my dream I feel like I'm a very like what do you call someone with big dreams?
I don't fucking know. I'm a dreamer.
No, they're not a dreamer. Like I feel like naturally I've always been someone with big dreams.
You have big aspirations. You have a lot of aspirations.
I have a lot of aspirations. Like there's a lot of things I want to do in life, but like one of them has always been to like open like a bar or a restaurant type deal. Like I think that'd be really cool. I just have never like I feel like my life has never put me in the right foot or like it's never given me the proper first step to like get into that field. I feel like if I liked cooking, maybe that makes sense, but I don't like cooking. I just like eating. Well, like my dream job would be like a food critic, but then I guess the closest thing I can maybe achieve to that in my life is like opening a restaurant or some shit.
Yeah, because then you don't have to cook because I know you fucking hate cooking.
I hate cooking, yeah.
You don't have to cook. You don't have to like write and then you have an input on what you want to serve in your restaurant.
Yeah. I think that'd be my dream job.
And
shit,
and it's business related.
Yeah.
You like business shit? Shit, we're just wow.
Now I feel brain blasted, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna write this down so I don't forget. Like, you know, I gotta keep myself like aligned with like what I wanna do, you know? I'm literally gonna write down own a restaurant. Like I'm not even fucking with you right now. Wow. I'm like a little brain blasted now. Shit.
I've just been staring off. I'm like, wow, fuck.
No, I know, me too. Now I get you. Now I know why you've been doing that. Because now I'm like, wow, fuck. Like I feel like it's something I've always thought about. But the fact that you're saying it to me, just it made it more like concrete. I was like, damn, like, fuck, man.
Yeah, bro, fuck. Hey, fuck this podcast. All right,
see you guys. We're done.
We're leaving.
Yeah, he's going to start a golf. He's going to start golf coaching. I'm going to start opening a restaurant. I'll see you guys.
Nah, we have a golf course, and then you have a restaurant.
I have the restaurant at your country club. Yeah. Let's call it Bello Club.
Oh my god!
Interesting. What an insightful conversation. I don't know if you guys will enjoy watching this.
Yeah,
but this was good for us. So fuck you. Yeah, that's all that matters. but I think the good thing with yours is like you can start now. Like you have the. Like, the difference between mine and yours is, like, I don't have the proper, like, path to kind of set me down that way. But you have enough golf experience to kind of at least get you started. Like, I'm not saying, like, yours is, like, perfect either. Like, you know, ours are both kind of fucked. Because, obviously, you're working in healthcare. I'm working in fucking, like, games. But because you've grown up playing golf, it's, like, you have your foot in the door at least to get you started.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a big pro.
No, I mean, I feel like you can too. Like, you can use the money and like
just buy a restaurant, yeah, maybe. Buy a restaurant, bro. Go buy Mastro's real quick.
Yeah, no, you find a chef and you start up a fucking thing and you fucking.
Okay, man, let's be real. What chef do I know? Tell me his name. Yeah, fuck him.
Not the guy we're talking about. I'm talking about. Oh, I hope he doesn't watch.
No, I hope you don't. You
know. No, let's be honest. You've already talked to him about it. And he didn't do anything. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. We did play with the idea, but it never really. Yeah, it didn't work out too well for obvious reasons. But yeah, I don't know if there are any like cooks watching this and you guys make good food. Like, let's link up.
We're just so fucking funny. Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh my god, dude.
But
oh,
yeah. Oh, that gives me a. So, like, that was a very, like, you know how you were, like, oh, I think, or, like, you didn't think, you thought about it, but you didn't really, like, think about it until, like, I said it, like, an outside perspective.
Yeah.
Similar to that, in a way, how important do you think your friends' views on your relationship with someone?
Oh, we going there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How important do you think that is in terms of, like, what they're saying? because obviously, you know, like you don't want to trust, you're not going to go, you're like, I don't think anyone should just agree, just drop everything and agree with what your friend is saying. But if you have a group of people around you saying like, yo, I don't think she's good for you, probably not it then, huh?
I think for me personally, like what I do is whenever I'm like considering something with someone, my two thoughts are, would my family like them? Okay, that's not good.
Would my family like them?
My two thoughts, like I do this every time, is would my family like them and would my friends like them? If one of them don't work out, or if I think like one of them doesn't check off, then I don't even like, it's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like by the time you meet someone that I'm interested in, it's because I already know you'll like them.
You fuck with them.
Yeah. It's because I already like, I've already vibe checked
about it. Yeah.
Past that point. And I know like, it's like, obviously like you might not love him, but like I've already like come to my own conclusion that like, you'll at least like them.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's what I do personally, just every time, just to like make sure, I guess. Cause I know like, I feel like I'm a very like rational thinker when it comes to this stuff. Like I always try to put myself in an outside perspective, but even then, like I don't really know, you know, because it's me in this situation and you know, blah, 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 emotions involved and shit. But just me like actively thinking about this helps me, I guess, filter out people a little better.
Yeah.
And I will never carry on with someone unless those two things are met.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, that's valid. Like, cause you, when you're in it with someone, you're like, you have the rose tinted glasses on. You just see all the good shit, you know. I didn't realize this though until after my last relationship, when everyone was saying,
dude.
Wow. When all my friends were saying like, I don't know about that one. And more, some were just like, what the fuck are you doing? And it didn't hit me until after the fact that like, yeah, it didn't work out. Then I was like, okay, yeah, like, all right. You know, I had to go through the pain first. And then I was like, all right, I understand now.
You know what's crazy to me though, that I still like sometimes think about? I like sometimes still think about the fact that like, before you got into the relationship,
okay,
the, you know, your ex, like you, I like specifically like remember you texting me about like, you know, two potential options, and you clearly like I feel like through our conversation you clearly knew which one was better for you.
Yeah,
but you chose the other one.
You know what was funny, I had the same conversation with A. Lee. He was like, so your number one draft pick.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, he was like, your number one draft pick just didn't fall through, so now you're going to the second one.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it felt like though, because you know, at the time, like there were two. And then you knew the one wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
But you're just, it was more like a, at least to me, it felt more like a, fuck it. Like because I had this number two in line, like I'll just go with it. Yeah. Which is understandable though, because I feel like it was your first relationship. Yeah. So you know, you don't know any better until after.
Yeah.
But I feel like after your first one, you know a lot more.
Yeah.
Than what you did before. But I would argue that even after your first one, you are fucking around. Wait, like you're just, okay, all right, dude, I don't know if I want to go that way. Just a clown.
Hey, no, but I'm getting
a clown.
But it's getting better.
Is it, man?
No, yeah, I'm fucking up. I'm still fucking up. I don't think I'm not in like a, I haven't been in the like, okay, like non-simp mode. You know what I mean? I'm still in the simp mode, but it's getting better than before.
Yeah, I think your simpness is getting better, but what's rising from what I'm seeing is your horn dogness. Like the simpness is going down. Like I can see it. Like you're not as like simpy as before. You're not gonna do everything for a girl that's not your girlfriend, but like you will do anything to smash. I don't know. That's my take though. That's just what I'm seeing.
I saw a fucking like a stand-up dude say this. He's like, yeah, dude, like I broke up with my girl or whatever. And like, I was like, you know, I had all these standards. And he's like, 2 years later, I'm like, yeah, she has teeth. Like, I was like, yo, Loki, that's so true, bro. Like, if you haven't been in a while, like you kind of get like, I'm not saying like I'm desperate, but it's like, you know, I haven't done stuff like that in a while. And it just gets to me, you know, like, but
it hasn't even been that long for you though.
No, I know.
How long has it been since you, like, you know,
broke up? Like almost a year now, like eight months, 9 months. And okay, it's not like I haven't done anything. Like, I don't know. I think I'm just naturally more hornier than you are.
You just want a pipe, bro.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, I don't like, I just don't want the emotional attachment, but I want the physical attachment.
I get that, though. I mean, I understand that because, like, I mean, we're fucking in our early 20s.
Yeah.
Like, we're not looking for something crazy serious. But, yeah. Actually, nah, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. I get why, like, you're like this.
Yeah. Like, it's in your biological nature to fucking, you know, it's food, sleep, and fucking sex. Like, that's what a human is.
That's valid. But I think it should be more like food, sleep, learn how to make money.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, that's valid. That's valid.
Yeah. I mean, sex is cool. But.
No, for sure. But that brings me back, like, now after being in my, like, whatever my last relationship was, and that was my first relationship, I don't think the first one ever really works out.
Dude, you know what's crazy, though? When I would tell you this when you were in your first one, you did not believe me.
Yeah, well, that's because I didn't. Nobody knows better. You know, nobody knows better.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't just me. You told me your aunt said the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I distinctly remember you saying, yeah, my aunt, like, your aunt was like, oh, your first one? Like, it's not going to last or some shit like that. And I was like, yeah, like, she's right. Like, your first one, it's not going to last just because you don't know any better.
Yeah. Like, as much as you want it to or whatever, you just don't know. Like, you don't have the experience. And, like, I mean, if you do, like, and it works, yeah, you won the lottery, but, like, that's just not realistic, you know?
Yeah. I feel like if, I don't know, at least for me personally, if I did and it worked, I would always doubt that it was the best
one. The grass is greener.
Yeah.
But, you know, for all of you in the first relationship and you're toxic, get the fuck out, man.
Yeah, man. AJ had some interesting experiences, bro. Like, I feel like you put up with a lot, man. Like, you're a trooper. Like, that shit was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I look back at it and laugh now, though. I don't like regret anything. Like,
no, yeah,
it was necessary, but I look at all that shit now and I just laugh. It's just funny.
Yeah, but I will say, though, your first experience was, like, definitely, like,
more crazy.
Yeah, yeah, a little more crazy than like a normal first experience.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. I've talked to some of my coworkers and they told me about their first, and I was like, damn, bro, you did some. That's fucked. And then I tell them mine. I'm like, they're like, wow, damn, dude, that's fucked, you know?
Yeah. I feel like it depends on the crowd you talk to. But yours definitely wasn't normal.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a question first and I'll.
Okay.
Like, let's say, like, you know, like, you guys break up or whatever, and then you don't follow each other on social media or anything like that. And then like, time has passed by, and then, like, they follow you on Instagram after a while, like, would you follow back or would you just, like, not give a shit?
I think it depends who.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, I don't know how, like, specific I want to get into this, but, like.
No, just in general, like, would you, like, you think it's weird if you follow someone back after you've had a thing with them?
Yes.
You think it's weird?
Yes, 100%. I feel like, you know, if you've clearly ended it, why are you trying to, like, rebuild that bridge? What's the point?
But you're not, like, talking. You're just...
I know, but, like, what's the point of even, like, initiating, you know?
No, but, like, you're not actively. You just...
Yeah, but why even follow them, then? What's the point?
That's true.
I feel like it's a really case-by-case. Like, what actually happened?
Yeah. Well, like, if you're talking to a girl, and then, obviously, you don't know their... Like, if you're just starting talking to them, and then you don't know their shit. Actually, this is more of a me problem. than you, because I feel like you don't try that hard in the beginning anyways. So, like, let's say for me or people like me who try, like, decently hard in the beginning, and then you don't know anything about their past, right? And then they have someone in their head still. You know, like, you're wasting your effort, basically. Yeah. You know, I think I've come to realize that after the last one, that I was like, all right, you know what, dude, fuck this shit. Like, I gotta stop giving a shit about these fucking people. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the thing is, like, because of that reason and, like, a couple others, like, trying too hard in the beginning is too risky.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know anything about them yet. So it's not worth to, like, put in that effort. I think for me, it's more like I try, like, less in the beginning. And then once I really get to know you, that's when I start trying more.
Right.
It's more like this way. But I feel like if you try hard in the beginning A, you're setting a standard way too high.
Oh, for sure.
But B, like, you don't know if it's going to last.
No, for sure.
So it's like, it's more of like a waste of time. Like when I meet with someone that, well, I like rarely meet with people because I never think my time is worth it. Cause I just think other things are better to do in my time, but that's just me personally. But like, if I do meet with someone, like I never see it as a waste of time because I'm not doing much. I'm not putting in effort. It's just like, okay, like I'll spend a day to get drinks. Like, fuck it. Like I would have done that with someone else regardless.
Yeah. That's facts.
But
that's
true. Yeah, I just think it's just too risky. Like if you don't know enough about them to like be trying like too hard, like even if they're like smoking hot, you know, if like they look like a fucking K-pop star, like you don't know anything about them. Like,
yeah,
you don't know if it's going to work out or not.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. And then, yeah, the same thing with like, if you set the standard too high, like if you do that from the beginning and then you do get into a relationship, they're going to expect that the whole fucking time.
Yeah. You know? You're fucked.
Yeah. You're fucked. You know, yeah. It should be like growing with it instead of like declining.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everyone like in a relationship, you get in that comfortable stage and you don't like do all that shit in the beginning.
That's true.
And then the other person's gonna be like, well, they did this in the beginning. Like, what happened? You know?
I feel like that is the case with like a lot of guys.
Oh, for sure.
Like that narrative of like, you know, oh, like they used to do this in the beginning and they don't do it anymore. That's like very, very, very common with guys.
Oh, for sure.
But I feel like that's just more like once you get comfortable with someone, I don't know why girls don't do this, but I feel like in general, like once you get comfortable with someone, you just don't feel the need to like, I don't know, wow them, I guess.
Yeah. It's kind of like shitty in a way. Like I think you can do things that are special for them. Like I'm not saying you got to like buy them like fucking roses every week and shit like that. But it's like, you know, like every now and then you can do something that'll surprise them. But it's more of like yeah, if you set the bar too high, like you're kind of fucking yourself because you can't do that. You can't sustain that for that long, you know?
Yeah, but don't you think though, like if you met the right person, like it wouldn't feel like, I don't know, work
to do that? No, for sure. I think that depends on how clingy everyone is. No? Like, let's say a girl or a guy expects a certain amount of texts per day. And then if they don't get that, then obviously they're going to like be upset about it. But if you guys are equally like, oh, you know, if we just text this much from the beginning and then you keep that fucking same energy the whole time, like then there's no problem.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like if I really, really liked someone, I would do whatever they like had a standard for.
Yeah, that's valid.
But yeah, like let's say I'm only used to texting, I don't know, like past 7, like because I'm working and then I want to eat and then shit. But if I really, 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 really like someone, I would definitely throw in texts like during the day.
Right. Yeah, that's true. As you should, you know, because that means that they're special to you.
Yeah. But I feel like that like it goes beyond texting though, like on a bigger scale, like let's say, I don't know. Like, let's say this girl has expressed that, like, she wants flowers every month.
Okay.
If I don't fuck with her,
like, I'm not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd feel like a chore, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, ah, I gotta do this. But then I feel like if I really, really like this girl, it wouldn't feel like a chore to me. It's just like
something you're doing for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, you can't change someone. You can't like tell them to do things and then change someone like to a very drastic point, you know?
Yeah.
Like flowers once a month, that's very doable for fucking any decent human being. Like that's not that hard. But if you expect them to get flowers every day, then that's like, what the fuck, you know? It's like too much.
I think I can do that though if it was the right
girl. Really?
Yeah.
No? I mean, that's, I don't know, dude. I feel like that'd really? Be tiring. That'd be tiring, bro. Like,
But would you feel tired, though, if you knew this was, like, the fucking woman of your dreams? Like, this is your wife.
Yeah, but, like, I think everyone gets eventually, like, they just get a little bit, like, complacent, you know? Like, what fucking husband and wife do you know or even relationship do you know where someone's bringing them flowers every day?
Yeah, but, okay, like, hypothetically, let's say Rosé, I met her. Okay. hypothetically, right? This will never happen, but like, let's say hypothetically, like, I met Rosé and like she had a great personality. Bro, I'm getting her flowers every hour, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll do anything. I will literally do anything.
That's just not realistic, though, you know?
Like, I know, but like, I'm saying if I ever met someone like that would make me feel like that, like the same level of like what I would do for Rosé, like, it wouldn't be a problem for me. It's just like, dude, I will fucking do it.
But then, like, what, like, you say that to your friends and they'll be like, dude, what the fuck, you know?
What do you mean? Wait, what?
Like, they'll be like, isn't that too much? Like, you know, they'd be like, from an outside perspective, like, wouldn't that be too much? Or no?
I mean, if you guys understood that, like,
how much you love this person type of thing.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's valid. That's true.
I don't know, though. I mean, I'm never going to meet Rosé, so, like, what's the point? So, it's useless, but whatever. Fuck it. Like, you know those people who are like, okay, like, if we don't get married by 40, we'll just marry each other?
Yeah.
Would you ever do that?
Like, with a girlfriend? Not like
a... No, no.
Like a friend.
Yeah. Like,
with a friend that's a girl.
Yes, yes. Would you ever have a marriage pact with someone?
Yeah, I guess.
Damn, really?
I don't know. If I'm 40 and, like, I don't marry someone, I'm like, you know, fuck it. Like, I don't give a shit anymore. You know? I feel like if I've went that long without marrying someone, it's like, you know what? No one's for me. Well, I'm just going to fucking live my life.
Wait, so you're saying you would or wouldn't?
No, I don't think I would.
You just said you would, man.
All right, I would.
Okay.
I would.
This makes this conversation easier.
I would.
Okay.
I would for sure.
But isn't that weird? Like, you would have had that friendship for X amount of years, and then all of a sudden you're, like, married.
Yeah. But that's more of, like, I just don't want to be alone type of thing. You know?
I guess, but you're going to have to, like, fucking shit.
I mean, you know.
I can't imagine fucking any of my girlfriends. That's weird. Girl space friends.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking sexful.
I mean.
Oh, wait. I forgot. We already had this conversation. You would fuck your girlfriend, though. Your girl space friend.
Yeah. I don't know, actually. Now that I think about it, like.
Yeah, you would, bro.
No. That's fine, but.
So you would. You would or no?
I don't know, because, yeah, if we are friends for that long, for, like, 20 years,
20 plus.
Yeah, 20 plus years. I think when people say that, they're, like, they think of more of, I think of more of, like, the stuff outside of, like, physical attraction, so I think of it's more of, like, we just live together.
No, I do, too. Like, that's the first thing that I think of. It's, like, oh, like, you're not lonely, but I feel like if you're married, you're probably gonna fuck, you know? Like, it's, like,
true, huh?
You know?
Yeah, like, I never thought about that, actually.
Unless you, like, adopt kids, I don't know, yeah. If you want kids.
I think it would be maybe I would do it, but, like, you know, if I don't find him attractive and it's already been too weird for that to, like, change, we just have a contract saying, like, we don't need to have sex. Like, I don't know. If it happens, it happens, but, like, it's not necessary.
Knowing you now, though, I feel like if you're put in that situation, you would.
Oh, yeah.
40-year-old AJ, I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, I think like, if anyone's 45 and you're, like, that's not on your mind anymore, you know, you're just kind of, like.
I don't know, man. I feel like you'll be a horn dog till you die.
I'll just be pumping. I'm going to just be pumping until I'm 85.
Dude, mate, I feel like for you, it's possible.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just, I think, like, what is it? Like, you know, the love language shit. I'm pretty sure physical touch is up there. Maybe might be.
What is your top love language?
I don't know. Cause I haven't taken that test in, like, 3 years, two years, maybe. I feel like, you know what? I think physical touch is up there. Maybe number take one. It.
Nah,
I don't want to take this on the thing, okay. But damn. I feel like physical touch, words of affirmation, and maybe gifts.
You know what's funny? Those are the complete opposite of mine. Those three are at the bottom.
The bottom.
But they're not just at the bottom. They're, like, low. They're like 4%.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is yours?
My first one is acts of service.
Oh, yeah.
My second one is, I forget, quality time. Access service is, like, very high, and then my second one is quality time.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah. You think that applies to friends?
Yeah. No, but, yeah, love language isn't just in regards to relationships. It's just, like, how you give and, like, receive love. How you give, how you think you give love, and then how you would want it to be received.
No, but I know, but like,
oh wait, yeah, yeah, I can't fuck you. Wait, that means you like that shit when I touch you and shit. Whoa. Wait a minute. Yo, this is kind of sus now. Whoa. You're right. Yo, that's weird. Dude, stop. Don't fucking touch me.
That means you like it.
No, I don't like it, but that means you like it.
So just keep going, dude, stop.
That means you like it, though.
Yeah, I love physical touch.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, not with like friends.
No, not with friends, no. Not with friends.
But you like it with female.
Yeah.
I just think that means you're horny.
Because
the love language, I'm like pretty sure it applies to just how like, it's in general. It's just like how you.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, maybe I'm just horny. Like, I think. No, you know, now that I think about it, like in my past relationship, like she would always want, like I think hers was very like physical touch or whatever. Yeah. And there'd be times where she'd be like, why aren't you next to me? I'm like, I don't need to be fucking next to you. Like,
okay, then it's not physical touch. Maybe it is. Yeah, it's not physical touch.
I don't know. I need to take that fucking test.
It's not physical touch for sure. If that happened, you're probably just like horny.
Yeah, because I'd just be sitting doing my work, like homework or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like, why aren't you next to me? I'm like, I don't need to fucking be next to you. But whatever. I was just thinking that in my head. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll come. But
yeah. You know? It's probably not physical touch. What were the other two below that then? Words of affirmation
for sure, I think.
Yeah.
Gifts? I don't know about gifts.
I don't know either, but I will say like when you do get a gift from us, you are very happy. Like for me, I feel like I'm just more like, eh. But when we get you gifts, you're like, damn. Like,
yeah, maybe gifts is up there.
Yeah.
Quality time?
Nah, bro. You don't give a shit about that, dude. Get out of here.
I mean, not quality. I don't think it's quality time. What are the other ones?
Acts of service. You don't give a shit about that, dude.
It's just two?
Yeah, acts of service, quality time, gifts, physical touch, words of affirmation.
It'd probably be physical touch like third.
Maybe.
Not first. Probably just be words of affirmation.
I think that makes sense. I wonder why though. It was probably like how you grew up. Like, did your parents like praise you a lot or maybe not enough?
Yeah, my mom did. My dad didn't as much.
That makes sense though. I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah.
I heard from a lot of like, I kind of observed this first, but then I started hearing from more people that for specifically East Asians, acts of service is always high, like either number one or number two.
Yeah.
But I think it makes sense just because like how East Asian culture is like built.
And it's like collective and shit.
Well, not only like collective, but it's like, it's always like
respect
your elders and stuff. You always like want to, you know, do stuff for, like, you feel like you have to do stuff for them. So I feel like obviously you love your elders in your life, you know, your mom, your dad, or your grandparents. So I feel like a lot of East Asians show love by doing that.
Yeah.
And feel like the love received by them getting that.
I see.
That's what I've like noticed at first, but then like people kept bringing it up and I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
So you're telling me though, if your words of affirmation is high, you would feel more loved if I told you, hey AJ, you look really good today.
Oh, for sure. I'd eat that shit up.
I didn't even finish.
Okay, but
dude, you just got too excited about the conflict. You're like, damn, yo.
Yeah, dude, I'd eat that shit up. But.
Okay, if I told you, AJ, you look fucking good today versus if, I don't know, let's say like your dishes weren't done and I did them for you. You'd feel more loved if I did.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, but you roast the shit out of me all the time. So, like, you know?
Yeah, I do. But then I give you, okay, I roast you all the time, but I give you compliments when I feel like you deserve them. Because it makes it like,
you know
that I mean it if I'm actually like saying it.
It's not like, it's like the conditioning thing. Like, if you really want to condition someone, you don't give it to them all the time, but you give it to them like...
No, I'm not conditioning you. It's just like, what the fuck? You think you're my dog? No.
No.
It's like, okay, if I were to tell you every single fucking day, AJ, you look good today.
No, I wouldn't give it.
Yeah, like, even though you know you don't look good, like, then you just know I'm lying.
Yeah.
But then I just like, I'll roast you. But then if there are days, like, I don't know, let's say you got a really good haircut from Hamlet's, I'll tell you like, yo, that's a fresh haircut. Then you know I mean it.
Yeah. Because
I would normally never say that
to you. Yeah, I would feel good about it.
Yeah, but versus like me doing your dishes.
Yeah, it was. Damn, just, I'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Wow.
That's no, you know what it, you know what it is like my parents always told me to do shit by myself, you know? So like, you know, like I would just do it myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, me too. But then that's why if someone does it for me, I feel like I like it because like, damn, this was something I was supposed to do by myself, but someone else took that burden for me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know why. Maybe I don't really know why exactly, but I don't like, you know how like, you know, sometimes I go surfing and like I'd give you a donut.
Yeah. See, I love that shit.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes me like.
If you did that to me, I'd be like, oh, sick of donut. Like, nice, thanks. But I wouldn't be like, ah, oh, okay. I love this.
Now I know. I'm gonna like, you know, like I'll go to like, I don't know, fucking Japan or something. I'm not gonna bring you a souvenir. I'm just gonna come back saying, AJ, you look great today, bro. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna get everyone else a souvenir. But you always like, yo, AJ, you look hella good today, bro. Yo, that fit is fire. It would be the same, equal.
But that's why, like, I mean, like, when Eric gave me those gifts, I was like, oh, that was cool.
Wow, really?
But yeah, but I wasn't like, oh, fuck, like, crazy. Like, I was like, this is good. Then, like, I was thankful. I was like, all right, that's dope, you know? Like,
wait, that's different, though. That's gift giving.
Oh, that's true, actually. Yeah.
Huh. Access more like access is, service. Like,
not material.
Yeah, things. Yeah. Like, something they would do for you.
Give me an example, like.
Okay, like if you,
like if you tied my shoe.
Nah, bro, come on, like I wouldn't do that. But like, I don't know. Let's say I picked you up from the airport.
Yeah.
Would you not feel loved?
Nah, I'd be like, all right,
dude, what the fuck?
But if I came back and I had like some fit on from like Europe, and you're like, dude, I like that jacket. I'd be like, yo, all right, it's sick. I'd be like, sick, dude. Fuck yeah.
It's good jacket, dead. Man. I'm fucking dead. Good. Are you jacket. Serious?
Yeah, I think I would be more excited about me saying, like, you saying, like, oh, I like that. I fuck with the jacket instead of you picking me up from the airport. So you don't have to pick me up from the airport. You can just be like, I like your fit. And I'm like, all right, dude, sick.
You know? That's so weird.
But, I mean, that's just how I am.
I know, but I like, that's so interesting to think about. I feel like, I don't know, my brain just doesn't operate that way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, it's different. It's different for sure.
Okay, but like if let's say it's not me, right? Let's say it's Gene saying, "Oh, you're six fit."
You're yeah, I wouldn't. Sick. I wouldn't. Give I
fucked that much. English up. Like yeah,
you're
like
fit sick.
Yeah. No, you said it correctly. I said you're six fit.
Oh, you're 6 feet. You're 6 feet.
Anyways, like let's say if Gene said that to you.
Okay.
Like versus Gene picking you up from the airport, which one carries more weight then?
I think they would just be equal.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it has to come from like it can't just be anyone saying like, oh, you're
that's true
if you're doing it, good or whatever.
Yeah,
I think like it comes from a place of like, because I don't dress like that, so like if you say like you dress better than I do, like if you say like my fit is sick, then I'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah, that makes sense,
you know what I mean? Like I don't, but Gene doesn't dress Gene dresses like a fucking dumbass. I don't even dress well at all. Like at all. But
so you dress better than Gene.
Yeah. Like
you know. Actually, I don't know what Gene wears outside of work. I feel like I always see him in work fits.
Well, he wears that jacket. That like North thing. I don't know.
No, but he always throws that on because like he yeah, can't like, you know. I actually don't know what Gene wears anymore. But interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, like if Ben said you have a sick fit, I'd be like
fuck you, Ben.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Like it has to come from somewhere, like
that's valid,
you know.
Interesting.
I think what it is like when I would golf, right, my dad would never really say like good job, he unless I really did a good job, and then like I would feel really good about it, you know. Like okay. let's say this, like even if I shot like 72, which is sorry, if I shot even or I don't know, anyway, if I did well but I didn't like win a medal or something, he'd be like, you did okay, you know. But then like if I won a medal, he'd be like, oh, good job, like you did this, like you'd like post me on Facebook and shit. I'll be like, oh fuck, like I did well, you know.
I'm in the same boat as your dad though,
right? You shouldn't be complimenting all the time, but that drove me though for sure.
That's what I think it does though. I feel yeah. like if you can tell people, like not just your son, just anybody, like if you can tell people like they did good when they actually did good, they're gonna strive for that level.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, like as a kid, you probably understood, like, I mean, shooting even is fucking good. You know, I think everyone knows that. But if you're not getting a medal,
yeah,
like, if you yourself understand that, you don't care about shooting even. You just want a medal.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that like it sets the standard a little higher, and it makes you like try harder or work harder for whatever.
No, for sure. But I think that's how you should approach things. Like, you shouldn't always tell them like you look good or oh, you did well. It's like, gotta do it when it's necessary.
Yeah. No, but that makes sense though. I can see why like it carries more weight. Like, words of affirmation carries more weight for you because you grew up with your dad kind of setting that bar high for you. No, but that makes sense. I like when people do that because I know they're not bullshitting. I hate when people are too nice.
Yeah.
And they just like just say random shit when they don't even mean it.
Oh, for sure. You know what? I mean, you know, if you're only being nice in a way that will benefit you, then that's not being nice. You're just being selfish.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just fucked up, you know? Yeah. But that's why, you know, if you actually say it when you actually mean it, then like, you know, then that's good.
Yeah. I think like if you're like just nice like to everybody, that's just too like surface level shit. I think if you really care about someone, you tell them when they're fucking up, you tell them when they're doing well.
Yeah.
That way they'll really learn, you know, when they're doing well or fucking up. But if you just tell like people that they're doing well all the time, like, they're never gonna know if they're really doing well.
Yeah, for sure. So like in school, you know, there's always the fucking teacher's pets. They're just like, I'll get you an apple. I don't know about an apple.
What is this, 1990, bro? What the fuck is that, dude?
But you know, like they'll basically suck the fucking teacher's dick.
Yeah.
You know, because they just want a good grade. I've noticed like that continues into work with coworkers, where they'll be like, they'll be extra nice to the people above them, but then they'll treat like people below them or at the same level like kind of shitty. But like, has that ever happened? Like, have you ever seen that?
I feel like I personally haven't seen that. I know of cases like this, but I feel like usually in like, I don't know, a more corporate setting, like the people below you are directly helping you. Like, you know, corporate's a ladder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's someone below you, there's someone above you, there's someone above that person, there's someone above that person. But everyone below you is helping the next person up.
Okay.
So if you're too fucked up to the person below you, you're going to get shitty work to present to your next person. That person's going to get shitty work to present to the next person, you know?
Yeah.
And ultimately, you want to look better to the person above you.
Yeah.
So I feel like I haven't seen that like too much. Like it's more like, obviously, like, I think everybody in corporate kisses ass to people above you. That's just standard.
Yeah.
You have to kiss ass to people above you. Like, you want to make sure you have a good connection. Or like, if it's your direct person, you want to make sure you have a good relationship with them. If it's not like you're direct, but they're still above you, you want to make sure you're like, you have a good relationship with them just for like, I don't know, your next job. Like, they may help you find a job and shit. But then people below you, it's just like, they're still helping you do whatever you need to do. And like, I feel like the people in the same level as you is like, they're more like your friends. Like, you just kind of fuck around.
No, yeah. There's definitely like, so like in the ER, it's EMTs who are the bottom. So like me. And then you have nurses, and then you have PAs and doctors that are like similar. Like, I mean, all of us as EMTs, like, we're all friendly, but like, I guess in healthcare, like, if I'm doing one thing, it's not helping
the person above.
I mean, it'll help the doctor, but like, it's just expected. Like, you're just doing it, you know? It's not like gonna affect how this person, like how the nurse or whatever is gonna do their job.
Yeah, exactly. I think in healthcare, it's different because what the people below you, it doesn't affect how you look to other people. It's more like, oh, like the EMT fucked up, it's his fault.
Yeah, yeah.
But with like corporate, it's like, it's because it's like a ladder system, like what you do will affect the person above you, and then that'll ultimately affect the person above them. So like, it's just like, you want to make sure you have a good relationship with everyone in the ladder.
Sure, like, flows well.
It flows well. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Cause yeah.
Like, it starts with the bottom, obviously, but like it'll always like lead back to the top.
Yeah.
But in healthcare, I feel like it's more individualistic in the fact that like, if you fucked up, you fucked up. You can't blame anyone else but you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, in general though, like, people who like are extra nice, I'm not saying like everyone kisses ass. at some point, you know, yeah. like you're going to kiss ass. Like that's fine. Whatever. Like you're just trying to do that. But if you're like, if it's so apparent that you're fucking kissing ass, it's like, you just seem fake, you know? Like, yeah. I hate that shit.
I think that. The thing where like it kind of, so the thing in high school is like you kiss ass, you don't really have any like problems that arise. Like, sure, people will look at you weird and you may not have many friends.
Yeah.
Because everyone's gonna be like, dude, fuck this guy. But I feel like it matters once you start working. Because if you kiss ass too hard, sure, you'll look good to people above you. But everyone at the same level as you is gonna be like, dude, what the fuck? Like, why are they doing this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then that'll like you're not having a good relationship with people at the same level as you. So like, I don't know, let's say you move hospitals and there's an opening for the same role. You will never refer them. No. Just because you don't fuck them already.
Yeah.
So I feel like it carries more weight when you start working.
No, for sure.
All right. Well, that was episode 9 of the Bellow Boys podcast. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe and turn on your notification bell. Let us know what you want on this podcast besides a girl host or a girl guest, because we know we're trying.
Oh, they wanted a Discord server.
One person did. But is that enough for us to start a Discord?
We need more than 5 people to want a Discord server.
Yeah, let's we'll get
make
more,
a Discord server.
Yeah, let's get some more critical mass. Like, one person is not enough.
Yeah, I'll talk to that one person.
Yeah, I mean, if enough of you guys want a Discord server, we will open one. We're thinking about opening a Patreon, just because, you know, me and AJ both have full-time jobs. Doing this is not easy. But yeah, any way you guys can support would be cool. We'll definitely give some shit in there. Like exclusive content or something. I don't know. Let us know what you want more of. Maybe we can throw it into a Patreon. If you listen to our podcast on Spotify and stuff, I mean, no, that's great. Thank you so much. But just, you know, just an hour of your day, just put it on YouTube and you can mute it. Like, just put on mute, but just have it playing. Like, fuck it. Like, you know, it's not going to hurt you. It's just going to help us. So fuck it. Just do it, you know?
Just help us.
Help us help you. Yeah. This is a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. If you give us an hour of your day, we'll turn that hour of a day into 17 hours of the day.
Yeah. You just have to tell 5 of your friends.
Yeah.
And then those 17 hours will come back to you and then you'll be good.
Yes.
Anyways. All right. That was episode 9. Thank you for listening. That's it. Goodbye. Yep.
Jollibee.
Okay.